T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. We got plenty of wet weather and even some snow across Southern California today. Meteorologist Mark Thibodeau with the Weather Channel.
We have an upper-level low that's kind of lumbering over the central part of California, over into Nevada. All the really heavy rain is now moving over into San Diego County and out into the desert, so that's some good news. Still have got some light to moderate rain, though. South of Long Beach, moving off to the northeast, it's out of Anaheim, it's down towards Santa Ana, and it's diminishing as it moves eastward. So I think, still watch the roadways, could be some hydroplane potential out there, especially with the lack of rainfall we've had here recently, mixing up some of the oil that's on the roads. That can certainly make things slippery out there, and with the leaves coming off the trees as well in some spots, that can add to the slick spots on the roads. So things improving quite a bit as we get into Thursday. Karen, Mike, back to you.
All right, thanks, Mark. It's been a busy day. Lightning strikes forced closure of Santa Monica Beach. People on the pier had to take shelter.
When that lightning event happened just south of the Santa Monica Lifeguards headquarters, Captain A.J. Lester said they mobilized their personnel and hit the beach immediately.
We immediately sent all of our lifeguards into action. They patrol the beaches and notify anyone that's outdoors to immediately get indoors. We also notified the city of Santa Monica, and then they began the procedures of clearing the pier here for a little bit.
The hard closure of the beach lasted about an hour and a half, and the lifeguards say they'll reopen the beaches fully once they get word from the National Weather Service that the prospect for any other storm cells hitting the area is over for the day. At Santa Monica Lifeguard Headquarters, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And due to the rain, Six Flags Magic Mountain in Valencia has been closed for the rest of the day. Park officials say tickets purchased for today will be honored any other day this year. Climate change activists are urging L.A. Mayor Garcetti not to move forward with financing of a gas-fired power plant in Utah.
The DWP is planning to shut down what is now a coal plant just outside Delta, Utah, and spend $865 million to replace it with a gas-fired power plant. Dozens of environmental groups and neighborhood councils are urging Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti to back off on the plan.
This started out as a small community effort. Then we got the Neighborhood Council Sustainability Alliance on board, and they started getting other neighborhood councils and groups in Utah heard about what we were doing. There's actually 11 organizations that signed a letter from Utah.
That's Tom Pike of the Los Feliz Neighborhood Council. In a statement, the mayor's office said the investment is essential to maximizing future clean energy assets. It also said we are transitioning to 100% renewable energy as quickly as we can. Chris Seaton's KNX 1070 News Radio.
California dealing with a never-ending string of wildfires, more intense fires over the past decade. Now, an LA official thinks the DWP has to do more here to reduce the fire danger.
DWP has not yet had to resort to power outages to reduce the wildfire risk in LA, but City Controller Ron Galperin believes the utility has to ramp things up to bring the fire danger down through enhanced inspections, new technologies, better brush and vegetation management, and by catching up on safety-related maintenance orders in wildfire threat zones.
What we do know is that when you don't address these things, it can turn into a very expensive proposition later on.
He says consultants figure that if DWP doesn't do more, the utility could suffer losses of $42 million a year over the next 100 years.
One of the things that we have recommended is that they look at how they can best employ insulated power lines.
He pointed out that the recent Getty fire appeared to have been sparked by a tree branch falling on a live power line. At City Hall, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Statement from the DWP says it's been working closely with the controller's office the last 6 months and has already addressed a lot of the concerns that were presented today. Water and power officials say they've recently started using infrared monitoring and detection and a line patrol program to detect and prevent problems on the local grid before they occurred, effectively reducing risk. They say the DWP has also been aggressive in replacing and upgrading aging equipment, especially in high fire risk areas.
Residents of a Long Beach mobile home park will share more than $57 million awarded to them in a settlement against their landlord.
The Friendly Hills mobile home park on Paramount Boulevard was built on a dump that used to be run by the city. New ownership took over in 2014, and residents say the landlord never fixed anything. There were rats everywhere, major plumbing problems.
Which make it super difficult to get ready to go to work. We can't shower, we can't use the bathroom. My grandmother lives at home, so it's just really hard for her as well, being an elderly person.
Attorney Brian Kavitek represents the 350 or so residents.
The management only accomplishment in its 4 years of owning this park was to increase the rent by 50%.
The residents will get different amounts of money depending on several factors, including how long they lived at the park. In Long Beach, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Snow in the San Bernardino Mountains. Ski resorts getting ready to open up.
Well, right now, this snow, depending on where you are, the lower down in town of Running Springs, it's sort of a wet snow. It's drier up here. We're seeing temperatures in the upper 20s right now, so it's actually a pretty decent snow. In terms of quality falling, it's a good start to building a base of snow on our ski runs and snowboard runs.
Snow Valley Mountain Resort's general manager Kevin Soames tells KNX the area doesn't usually get snow this early. He says it definitely will be a boost to business. The plan is to open before Thanksgiving. Chains are required for vehicles going up toward the Big Bear area right now. Officials are urging drivers be extra careful.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.